This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Dustin Huffman. This program brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. Well, we know the marketplace is very fickle. My dad used to quip many times that someone must have turned on the sprinklers in Chicago and they think we're getting rain whenever the markets were down. Now, all joking aside, it doesn't take much to move the market, but that's because we have so many fluid pieces that keep us juggling the prices. What may be good news one moment can quickly turn bad as things change. And I'm also not including USDA's reports in this thought process, as we saw with yesterday's WASDE report, but as we've seen, they can definitely be a big factor. But what we're focusing on more today is going to be those out-of-control factors that have the world in an uproar. We talk with a market analyst next.
If you thought soybeans were only used for tofu, think again. From tires and adhesives to next-generation asphalt, soy is used to create over 1,000 industrial products and counting. Thanks to your soy checkoff investment, the sky's the limit for Iowa soybean farmers. Oh, and speaking of skies, did I mention soy is also used in sustainable aviation fuel? The Iowa Soybean Association, powered by the soy checkoff, is driven to deliver for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Learn more at iasoybeans.com.
Joe Vaklovic is president of Standard Grain, and he's going to share some of his thoughts with us as we move through this fall, starting with the fact that we're really in the time of year when the markets usually stop paying attention to the harvest that's wrapping up.
I think largely the story about the 2023 U.S. crop, corn and soybeans, I think it's over. Typically by November, you're on to other things. The other things would be demand and South America, both of which I think are responsible for the soybean rally, which is by far the most interesting thing going on right now. A bunch of flash sales reported here on Wednesday morning. The thing about the flash sales is that we kind of knew they were coming. There were all sorts of write-ups and things in the news wires about how China bought a bunch of beans on Tuesday. And then, you know, we saw it confirmed this morning. Does that mean that the rally's over? No, but I think a lot of that was probably priced in.
We've also talked at length about what's happening in South America between it being too wet in the southern part of the country and too dry in its northern growing regions. That's causing them problems as they should be wrapped up with soybean planting and enjoying the rainy season.
In the central and northern areas, they've been too dry. And during planting and the early part of the growing season, they really need rain because they come out of the dry season so incredibly dry. If they don't get rain, farmers will wait to plant. Or if they do plant and they don't get rain, crops will fail to emerge. So you're seeing a little bit of that in central and northern areas. Planting of soybeans in Brazil is a little bit behind schedule. And then southern Brazil has had like twice its normal rainfall since October 1st, which presents a different set of problems. So I think that the market has, soybean futures in particular, have added some South American weather premium.
Then, of course, there's the two major armed conflicts going on in the world as Russia and Ukraine get ready to wrap up their second year of battle. And now we see the Israelis and the Hamas-led Palestinians keeping the markets nervous.
It did. It's not right now. Crude oil rallied to, what, $92 on that deal, and now it's down in the upper 70s here. So if there was a market that was going to react to all of that, it would be crude, and crude doesn't care. Just how wheat doesn't seem to care about anything that happens in the Black Sea anymore.
Now, these are just a few of the issues we're looking at today as we finish out 2023, and they'll likely be the ones we start out 2024 with. But of course, we also know that as things always change, we have no idea what the new year will bring. Whether it's good or bad, we know the markets are going to react.
Demand, South America, and then we'll start to talk about U.S. acreage prospects. USDA was out with its early baseline projection. And they're talking some pretty plain vanilla type stuff, 91 million acres of corn, 87 million acres of soybeans.
Now is as good a time as any to work with your marketing consultant and find the best plan that's going to work for your operation to protect yourself with any more volatility that comes our way. For Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Dustin Huffman.